Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Yeagy. So glad you're here. And today we have a cool conversation with a cool cat. And I just was talking before we got started. And this guy's got a lot of stuff in common with regard to travel, passive income. I mean, stuff that's right up my alley and hopefully yours too. So I can't wait to get into some of the things. And there's some really interesting strategies that I want to open up. I don't know how much time we're going to have to get into it, but it's going to be cool if you stay tuned to the end because he's got some cool offers as well. But anyway, this guy started his career serving the country as a captain in the Marine Corps. So we should thank him for his service on that. And he has triplets that he brought into the world, which inspired him to challenge traditional financial planning advice. And if you know this show, you know that we challenge traditional financial planning advice because it's a bunch of crap most of the time. Today, he's an author, podcast host, the founder of CEO of Pantheon Investments, and he's more passionate than ever about helping entrepreneurs build wealth by passively investing in superior real estate and alternative assets. And he talks about cash flow, tax efficiency, upside potential, all stuff that I know you're going to be interested in. So let's welcome Dave Wolcott to the show. Dave, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mark, doing awesome. Thanks. Really grateful for the opportunity to connect with you and your listeners and look forward to creating some value.
Well, thank you. And I have some cool listeners as we talked about before we started recording, but they can definitely benefit from some of the cool tax strategies that you have. I talk about cash flow all the time. I even have a program called the Cash Flow Machine. So I have a feeling as we go through this, we're going to be uncovering some things that are really cool. But tell us where you are, where you came from, and how you've kind of landed on this particular form of wealth investment advice.
Yeah, sure, Mark. So it all started for me. I was raised in a middle-class family in Connecticut, and I was told that the recipe for success was go to school, get good grades, you're going to get a job, and you'll be on your way, right? So I kind of followed down that path, right? And I went to school at George Washington University and then did the ROTC program and got into the Marine Corps, which was, really a phenomenal experience. Got to learn some things that they really just don't teach almost anywhere else in the world, things such as leadership, teamwork, and integrity. And then I served 4 years in the Marines. And after that, I transitioned into corporate America. And once I got into corporate, I was in the tech industry. And I'll tell you, Mark, I got really frustrated quickly, right, with bureaucracy, corporate politics, people just trying to get ahead and not necessarily doing the right thing. And I lost that sense of, purpose and mission that I really had in the Marine Corps. And then at the same time, my wife and I actually had, we had an 18-month-old, and on October 24th, 2000, we brought triplets into the world, which I can tell you, quadrupling the size of your family, if that doesn't get you to try to figure out the financial game, I don't know what will, right? The first thing I did was go see my financial planner because, I just thought like, wow, you just took the goalposts and just put it like a mile down the field. How am I going to figure this out and provide for my family? And then, when I talked to the financial planner, he told me the same thing everyone else told me before that, right? Which is, oh, put your max out your 401k, right? For the kids, oh, there's 529 programs and there's, some tax efficiency there, right? And the entrepreneur in me at that point, Mark, just got so frustrated with that. And I really came obsessed with solving the problem of how the 1% are really building their wealth. Because I knew right then it wasn't as a retail investor in the stock market and giving up all control to somebody else to manage my future, right? So the next 20 years, I actually spent investing in alternative assets, everything from oil and gas, raw land, multifamily, retail, office, you name it. I also moved to the B side of the quadrant. I'm sure all your listeners are familiar with the cash flow quadrant. So I became a business owner, built a tech consulting company, which I took full cycle. And, in the course of running businesses as an entrepreneur, I learned a lot of things, but one of those was taxes, right? I learned a lot about taxes and things like that. So fast forward to today, and I really encapsulated that 20 years of learning and experiences into my book called The Holistic Wealth Strategy, which is really the entire platform for our business. And, you know, I came out of the consulting industry and I wanted to create a system, Mark, right? Like, because you might read a great book like Kiyosaki's book, or you're inspired by a great podcast, but there was no roadmap. You know, there's no blueprint, right? And very few people actually think this way. So I spent many, many years, you know, trying to build a team and then build a comprehensive system and strategy of how to build wealth alternatively.
Wow. A lot to unpack with that, but it's a really a kind of a fascinating journey about how you're not toeing the regular line that Wall Street wants you to believe, right? There's a lot of other ways to get to wealth. And I always say, if you just want to be average, then just do what everybody else does. Put your money into a 401k and an IRA and have those invest in 9 billion different ETFs and mutual funds and get, you know, average, and then pay a broker, and then you're actually below average. But, you know, eventually get there and you think you're doing fine. But, you know, Warren Buffett doesn't sit around trying to figure out what mutual fund to go into, right? And so if he's not doing that, I like the way you're doing. You're like, well, what are the 1% doing? What are the people that are really getting wealthy doing? And I can tell you, starting with the top, is they're saving in taxes. You mentioned Robert Kiyosaki a couple of times, and Robert Kiyosaki talks about the biggest amount of money that you'll ever pay to anybody in your life is to the IRS, to the tax person. And if you can avoid that, then that's all the money that you get to keep. So let's start there. How do we keep, no, not illegally, but how do we avoid having to pay those crazy taxes that the government imposes upon us that holds us back?
So I'll back up just a second, Mark, and really frame this in two ways, right? Yeah. So one was that, you know, when I really challenged traditional financial planning, I started to ask a lot of questions, and I think more people should too, which is, so for instance, they talk about deferring taxes in government-sponsored qualified plans like 401ks and IRAs, okay? I don't have a crystal ball, but the one thing I'm quite sure of is taxes will likely be higher in the future, right? At, you know, at 65 or whenever you feel like kind of retiring, right? So all of the people who keep putting money into these vehicles, and then they're just watching and hope, and they're seeing the value go up, and they think this is great and it's compounding and everything. You just wait until you're 65 and you start withdrawing that money, because the government tells you how much you can take out, yep, when you can take it out. You're going to be taxed at ordinary income tax rates, and you probably have less deductions. So what we want to do is be actually paying taxes on the seed rather than the harvest. Right. So that, you know, that was really a big, you know, conclusion that I came to, you know, one of the fallacies I think that's out there in traditional financial planning. And then with respect to taxes, the way I looked at it was there are three top wealth destroyers that are killing everyone's wealth today. They are, number one, taxes. Just as you said, it's the most you're going to spend in your life, right? The second one is government-sponsored qualified plans. All of these golden handcuffs in the, you know, 401ks and IRAs. And then the third one is actually stock market losses over time, where people fail to really realize that, okay, you know, a few years ago, maybe the market, you know, you think like, hey, we did 18% this year and we did great. Well, last year we were 20, you know, indices were down about 20%, right? So in order to make up what you lost on your total value is, you know, it's an inordinate amount, right? And so when you average that over a 20-year cycle and actually look at that compounding, you know, at best the indices are around a 7%. And then you're not factoring in even taxes, fees, and inflation. So when you pull that money out, I think, you know, that's frankly a huge problem that this country has, is, you know, financial education. And, you know, I think advisors aren't doing enough to be able to, you know, help people realize that, you know, they're going to have a lot less income than they thought.
That is, that's so true. So then how do we really, let's go back to that tax question, because you laid out a nice platform for us. And that is, you know, taxes are a big wealth destroyer. So how do we kind of avoid having to pay those taxes? You're saying IRAs and 401ks aren't really the answer. What is the answer?
Yeah. So Mark, I mean, as part of our strategy, our wealth strategy, right? It's all about creating a team around you. Sure. Right. So you want to create a team, you want to create an infrastructure of people who can think in this kind of alternative way. So during my journey, I fired five CPA firms that I kept paying more and more every year to, you know, more prestigious firms. And all they do is look at your taxes in the rearview mirror. Right. And they would say that, okay, this is what you owe. Send us everything that you have. And, you know, you can do a few deductions over here. Okay. When I finally got to the right, you know, proactive tax advising firm, we created a strategy, right? They sat down and they said, okay, where is your income coming from today? How are you situated? Where is your business going, you know, in the future? And then how can we look at this at a really strategic and proactive level that says, okay, you know, number one is changing the way you receive income. Okay. So if you're a W-2 out there, you're paying the most in income taxes that's feasible really, right? But if you're a business owner, you can start receiving your income in different ways, which brings it down into different kind of tax buckets. So that's one. Yeah. And then another, you know, key component to that is starting to invest in assets by bypassing Wall Street, investing directly into Main Street, into things such as, you know, real estate, where you can use bonus depreciation, completely offset that income. We actually even have an oil and gas fund that's 100% tax deductible against W-2 active income, right? So you can literally get your taxes down to zero, depending on, you know, what you invest, right? So using some of those vehicles as part of your investment strategy is also a key piece of it.
Yeah, that oil and gas thing is something that so few people talk about, especially now in this day and age of ESG and, you know, climate change. Nobody wants to touch any oil and gas stuff. And the oil and gas industry seemingly has been contracting. At least that's what the press will have us believe, is there's less drilling and there's less exploration. So what are the opportunities with oil and gas right now? I know that's something you're kind of an expert in.
Yeah. So it's interesting, Mark, right? I think what you have to do around taxes is you first have to change the paradigm to think that, hey, I just have to pay taxes as a penalty, right? Like as a W-2. What you need to do is become a partner with the government. So there's 6,000 pages of tax code, and 5,999 are actually a roadmap of incentives to be able to, you know, uncover different opportunities that the government wants you to invest in. So yeah, for instance, in oil and gas, I mean, this is very strategic to our country. Right. You've got it supports everything in our GDP that we do. It also is, you know, very strategic from our national defense perspective. I mean, we have to, you know, fuel the entire military. Right. So those are really key things. So the government is actually incentivizing you to, you know, invest here. And that's why you can get 100%, you know, deduction on that investment. It's also interesting that in the oil and gas industry, 80% of it is actually made up of small business operators and producers, right? You kind of think of it as the big guys like Exxon Mobil and everything, but it's actually majority of it is, you know, smaller businesses. So they're trying to encourage that. So when you partner with the government and you derive your income as an investor, you can get some significant tax advantages.
Wow. We definitely need to learn more about that. So if I can summarize just for the listeners and viewers real quick, I would say that you're basically talking about creating a team, and that team is going to create a strategy. And then you're going to have a strategy that gets us into that B quadrant, that business quadrant, which allows us to take advantage of different stacks of income, tax them at a different rate, maybe not at the highest W-2 rate. And then also look at some alternative investments and assets like the oil and gas and things like that. And then essentially, we want to become a partner with the government. I get that about right?
Yeah, that's right. And to frame it up easily for listeners, right? So it's basically a five-phase approach and part of our holistic wealth strategy. And the first step, Mark, really starts with creating a vision for yourself, sure. Right? And sadly, you know, not enough people spend enough time on actually creating that vision. So, you know, if you don't have a target, you're going to miss every time, right? You've got to have clear, crystal clear clarity in terms of where is it that you're going. And then in phase one, we move into, we talk about mindset, right? Because there, you know, many people, and I'm sure you've talked to many people, you talk about investing in an, you know, a real estate project or an oil and gas fund. And they say, well, my financial advisor told me it's too risky, right? We don't know enough about it, right? I mean, how many times have you heard that? Well, sure. It's actually your mindset. You know, you need to have a growth mindset, be open to new ideas, challenging, you know, the norms that are out there, letting go of some of those limiting beliefs, and then starting to create goals and habits to really support your journey, right? So that's why we kind of start with mindset, because if you don't have the right mindset, I mean, just stay with what the masses are doing right now. Right. This, you know, this is for the top 5%, top 1%, you know, where you're really looking for outsized, you know, yields, as well as lifestyle and to live, you know, an extraordinary life. But that's phase one, Mark. And phase two, and I know you'll appreciate this. We really talk about increasing our IQ in multiple dimensions, because again, we want this to be holistic. So, you know, always expanding your mindset IQ. I'm such a firm believer in you can accomplish anything, you know, you set your mind to, right? It's just massive how much power that you have to do that, and trying to do exponential thinking versus linear thinking. Also increasing your financial IQ. So many people, again, and it's from this, you know, $30 trillion financial services industry that wants you to think they're the only ones with the right solutions in the marketplace, right? But there are so many amazing investment opportunities that, you know, people just don't know about, but you have to learn and start to understand new asset classes. We also talk about health IQ, right? Because this is, you know, so important. If you don't, you could have all the wealth in the world, but if you don't have your health, it's completely meaningless, right? So grab hold of your health today, right? To start making, you know, a difference, you know, in your life. I mean, that's really critical. And then lastly is also relationship IQ. You know, every 90 days, I'm looking to expand different relationships that open up new doors you never even thought was possible 6 months ago, right? So always kind of, you know, working on building that. So that's phase two. And then,
Let's take a quick break. In a second here, but let's, you know, you have three more phases that we can go over, but the first two is, you know, create a vision and then have an increase in your IQ. And then you just went through the different phases of IQ increase. I always say that 90% of investing is mindset. So we're certainly on the same page, but let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the next three phases in your holistic approach to wealth management. Hey, it's Mark Yeagy here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more. All right, so we're back. What is the rest of your holistic plan, Dave? Take us through it.
Sure. Sure. So once you've gone through the first two phases, you know, we talk about actually starting to build an infrastructure around your wealth, which includes putting in a team, right, of people that can support you in these different areas. And then we also put in this infrastructure, right? So we talked about a proactive tax strategy. That's huge, right, to start to mitigate some of your top expenses like we talked about. We also are a big believer in the infinite banking concept, which is all about leveraging a cash value whole life insurance policy to create liquidity, tax-free growth, protection, within, your investing portfolio is really massive. Also, we want to not only protect our wealth, Mark, but we also, not only do we want to grow it, but we want to protect it, right? So putting in place some asset protection that you can have multiple layers of that, so you reduce any risk from any creditors or anything that could potentially happen. So those are some really key areas, I think, around building, your infrastructure for you to be able to, kind of launch from to the next phase.
I love it. And if you don't have a good foundation, everybody, your building will crumble. So to me, having the vision and the mindset and the increased IQ in all these areas of your life is really a part of building this foundation. And so is infrastructure, protecting things against lawsuits, building things to prevent yourself from having to pay the tax man too much money. So I love the fact that you've spent, three out of your five steps on building some kind of a foundation. What are steps four and five of your holistic approach too?
Sure. So at this point, a lot of people say, okay, this is great. I'm ready. I've learned about some new assets and things like that. I want to get involved, but I don't have 50, 100K lying around to, go invest in that next opportunity. So we call phase four asset repositioning, right? And 90% of Americans actually have their wealth tied up in equity in their primary residence, or they have it in 401Ks and IRAs. So the last time I checked, Mark, the rate of return on equity in your primary residence is zero. Okay. So even though we're taught by the Dave Ramseys of the world and Susie Orman to pay off your debt, right? Well, if I can partner with a bank, even at today's interest rates at 6%, and I'm making 20%+ on some of these private deals, that's a heck of an arbitrage. Right. Plus you start to add into that tax efficiency component where you're driving in tax-free income off of your asset. And then you're also increasing your mortgage interest expense, right? Let's say if you took out a HELOC, right? So we want to think about these things really from like an end-to-end perspective and not necessarily one-dimensional. I think Wall Street really has us always thinking one-dimensional, which is one product, one return. But we're always looking for multipliers, right, that we can get. And then on the 401k side, I'll tell you personally, I took a really bold move, when I was challenging this almost 10 years ago. And I frankly sat down and did the math, Mark, right? I ran out. I said, we could just take this simple scenario that if you have 100K in a 401k and you liquidated it and you paid 10% penalties, you paid 35% in taxes, so you have a net investable 55K. And I took that 55K and put that, let's say, in something like a conservative, like a risk, a real estate syndication opportunity, right? You invested it there versus keeping it in the 401k. And after 20 years, do you know what it would be in the 401k? Your net after taxes and fees, and we're not even factoring in inflation, is about 250K. Okay. And if you have uninterrupted growth, tax-free growth, and we're assuming a 20% return on the multifamily syndication, you're at over 2 million.
Wow. So right? Even if it's half of that, you're still a big amount higher than you were just being in a 401k and being feed to death, right?
Way higher. And by the way, this is paying the taxes and the penalties, but they have you think that you're trapped in, I don't want to pay the penalty. I don't want to pay the penalty. Yeah. Right. So, I went through that exercise myself about 10 years ago, and the numbers made total sense for me. And I literally like tripled my money within 5 years on some opportunities, and I've completely never looked back. And the other thing to think about here, Mark, is that this is also about creating control and autonomy in your personal economy, right? So many people have their future locked up in these 401ks and like, I can't access it. I mean, you know, what if you had, you know, a medical issue, or, you know, you want to send your kids to college, or you want to buy a, you know, real estate property, or do some other types of investing, you know, you have absolutely no control. So I wanted control back, and I want more efficiency.
And let's also not forget that you're going to have to pay the taxes on the 401k anyway, probably at a higher rate when you retire. So really, it's just a penalty now versus a penalty when you retire. And you're just, you're doing the taxes anyway, but you get that modicum of control. It's now your money rather than sitting in some form of a piece of an asset that you think you control, right?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Take your medicine now.
Yeah, because I get that question a lot, Dave. Again, well, I got a 401k, but I don't want to max it out, or I don't want to cash it out because I'm going to have to pay those penalties. I'm going to have to pay those taxes. And that is a big deterrent. And it's a powerful deterrent as a headline. But like you said, if you sit down and actually do the math, you know, you have to get some good return on the alternative. Otherwise, it's crazy to do it. But what's the alternative? Staying in a 401k and getting an average return and then having people make fees on your money, and you don't even have control until the day you retire, if you know, if that's past the government allowed day, right?
Yeah, completely. And in corporate America is right behind this as well, right? And sure. You know, don't fall into that trap to say, well, it's 3% match, and exactly, my company's paying that, and that's free money. It's not free money. Do the math on it, right? End to end.
Yeah. And I mean, it's an incentive to keep you there. And it makes people say, well, I'm going to stay with the company because they're matching. There's a lot of other things that are not on paper that are part of that. So let's bring us home, because the 401k thing was something I definitely did want to get into. And you touched on that really well. So what is the last part of your holistic strategy? How do we tie it all together here?
Yeah, this is all about really taking action at this point. You know, sometimes people can get, you know, paralysis by analysis, but it's all about trying to take some action and make some moves on the chessboard. And here we want to start to build massive passive income. So we're looking at investments and really having a thesis of opportunities that do three things, right? We're looking for tax efficiency. We're looking for predictable passive income, and we're looking for an upside potential on the back end, right? So when you can have these three things, we kind of call this the trifecta of investing, which starts to give you kind of exponential returns. It also, by the way, limits your downside in three different dimensions as well. So here we're looking at different asset classes, you know, things like multifamily, we like a lot, because there's big shortage, in the country. We're about 6 million units, short in terms of housing. And we also look at, macroeconomics, Mark, right? A lot of the decisions and things that we're looking for are asset classes that completely support macroeconomics. And if you think back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? And at the base level, you've got shelter, food, water, energy, right? Yeah. Well, multifamily fits right in there. Perfect. Oil and gas is in there for energy. I mean, we need energy. I don't care what industry you're in, where you live in the world, but the demand is only accelerating, you know, for that. So we want to just kind of keep building this portfolio of assets that are really non-correlated to the markets, you know, and have that passive income and tax efficiency to it. And then as you just start to keep building up that passive income, you exceed your expenses, right? And then, you know, just keep growing. You know, this is it's a rinse and repeat strategy once you get to that point.
Yeah. I love the thoughtfulness you put into your holistic plan. I think it's really great. And I know you've put a lot of time and energy into making sure that it works. And I can see every single step along the way making sense to building this plan. And I know you've written a book about it, which is great. And I could talk to you for another couple hours probably about the rest of your holistic plan and things like that. But you know, where should people find out a little bit more and maybe read your book and find out about how you tick? I think they're already getting a pretty good idea, but how can they find out more?
Yeah, sure, Mark. If people want to learn a little bit more, we have a free ebook version. You can go to our website, which is pantheoninvest.com/wealth-strategy, and you can download a free book ebook there, or you can find our book on Amazon as well.
Okay, so one more time, it's Pantheon Invest, and that's E-O-N, not I-O-N, pantheoninvest.com/wealth-strategy, just in case you're driving and you want to remember that for later. But you should write it down. It's a free ebook. You can see that this guy's got a ton of knowledge in wealth advising and wealth strategies. And it's not just, you know, buy a nice portfolio of mutual funds and just wait, or buy a couple of stocks and buy and hold. This is some well thought out stuff to mitigate taxes, to build a mindset, to build a real future life around cash flow and massive passive income. So for that, Dave, I want to thank you for your time, your wisdom. I think there's a lot of it there. And I really appreciate your being on the Wealth Architect podcast.
Absolutely, Mark. It's been a blast and really grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. Everybody go get that book. It's out there on pantheoninvest.com/wealth-strategy. And for my listeners and viewers of the Wealth Architect podcast, I want to thank you for tuning in and hanging with us here on another edition of the Wealth Architect podcast. Until next time, remember, never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. Have a great day, everybody. See you next time. Take care.
Another one in the book.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.